Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Welcome to My World. This is Dominique back with you. We've got some breaking news this morning, and I felt it appropriate to start up a quick news bits segment where we report on breaking news and any news that we see fit to report. Of course, I'm not part of a huge news conglomerate, but I am getting this information from my friends on Twitter and on social media and Periscope as it comes in. So I may be one of the first people to kind of be able to share some details with you. So the first bit of information that I got here about the bombing in Brussels, in the Brussels airport in Belgium today, came from a journalist, a freelance multimedia communication journalist, and I hope that it is appropriate for me to source this. I didn't feel comfortable giving you the information just as if I had it firsthand, but his name is Evan Lamos. Of course, I think he's tweeting to make sure that everybody's safe and taken care of and that everybody knows to stay away from the evacuation zone around the departures gate, or the departures gate at Brussels Airport in Belgium. Apparently, people are being evacuated, and I'm reading this right now from his Twitter page. He was at Arts Loire, and he's heading toward Malbec train station. So he is evacuated at Arts Loire. And obviously, he was evacuated from the area. There was a very powerful blast that went off at the departures gate at the Brussels airport in Belgium. Apparently, some Middle Eastern languages were heard being yelled and spoken. Apparently, Arabic was heard. Apparently, there were some very loud, angry people yelling in Arabic, and apparently there was a very strong explosion that went off in the departures area at the Brussels airport. About 20 minutes ago is when this news started rolling in, and apparently it happened around an hour ago. So I wanted to go ahead and report that to you. I'm sourcing CBS News, which I just very, very briefly glanced at online, but for the most part, I'm getting, as it's happening, from this freelance communications journalist, freelance multimedia communications journalist, in fact, at in Brussels, Belgium, on Twitter. His name is Evan Lamos, and that is where I'm getting most of the information at hand. I'm going to try to give it to you as it comes in, and we'll see what happens. Apparently, now news is making the rounds, which is good to hear. Not, of course, that it happened, simply that it's making the rounds and that people are being told to stay away from the Brussels airport. So if you're in Belgium, please stay away from the Brussels airport. If you need to travel, use one of the train stations. Apparently, people are being evacuated to Malbec and Arts Loire. So please, of course, be careful. Don't go anywhere near the Brussels airport. Apparently, the departure gate, as I mentioned earlier, was the site of the explosion. Apparently, it was quite a powerful explosion, and there is at least one death, several injuries. We are not all aware yet as to who died, of course. Of course, the authorities need to inform that person's family. There may or may not be more deaths. What we know right now is that there has been one death, that there may likely be more, and that there are definitely numerous injuries. So this is the news that I'm getting right now, and I'm reporting it as it comes in. And if it helps anybody to stay safe, great. I hope it does. Let's not jump to conclusions about, you know, what group. I mean, I'm sure we can all imagine what group we might think might claim responsibility in our minds, but let's wait for the facts, not jump to conclusions, and let's all stay safe. Apparently, the death toll has risen. HuffPost is reporting now that 10 people were killed, at least 10 people were killed. I'm sorry to say that 10 people were killed and dozens were injured at the Zaventem Airport and apparently at the Malbec metro station. So people are being evacuated from that area. Now, I was being told that people were evacuated to an area in Malbec. Maybe that's just people that are, you know, that were in Malbec when it happened. But that is what I was told. That's the information that's coming in on Twitter, that people were being evacuated to an area near Malbec. Obviously, Arthbois is definitely somewhere that I'm hearing that people are being evacuated to. I'm seeing some schools on lockdown and shutdown, and obviously throughout Belgium, probably just as part of a terror response protocol. And people quite understandably seem to be upset and to be concerned for their safety and wanting to get the latest information on what's going on and what's going to happen next, and to make sure, of course, that, as I said, they stay safe and that their loved ones are safe and well looked after. I'm looking at pictures right now, and it looks absolutely devastating. I was told that it was a powerful blast. That's quite obvious right now. I'm looking at a picture of the departures gate, the departures area, and it is absolutely in disarray. It's absolutely in disarray. There's quite a bit of damage to be had, and it is quite obvious that the blast that went off was very powerful. So we do hope that everybody in that area stays safe. And as I said, we're going to bring you the news as it comes in. If we get any significant news updates, I'll be back with you. Hopefully, we won't have any similar updates to share with you. As far as attacks are concerned, we certainly don't want any of that. We want people to stay safe. And if you're anywhere in the Malbec area and you're not, you know, in an airport or a train station, somewhere that needs to be evacuated, please stay away. Please do stay away. Apparently, and as I said, I apologize, the information that was coming in earlier was not completely correct. So Malbec is an area that they are asking people to stay away from because there was a blast in that area, as well as at the departures gate at the Zaventem airport. So please be careful and stay away from the Zaventem airport in Brussels. And please be careful and stay away from the Malbec metro station. I was looking at live video on Periscope of that just a moment ago, and it looks to be a very serious situation. Police are definitely very vocal about telling citizens to stay away from the areas that have been affected, which are, again, the Malbec metro station. We're putting the story together as the information comes in, and also the Zaventem airport, particularly the departures area, though I imagine that the entire airport has been evacuated by this time. Again, we're getting our information just from a brief glance at the CBS website, and again, a brief glance at the HuffPost website, but mainly we're getting our information from people on the ground like Evan Lamos and other citizens who have had the presence of mind to report it on social media in the hopes that they can save people any pain, trouble, injury, heartache. So we thank all those who have reported on this, especially for having the fortitude to do so directly from the scene. And we be safe and be careful. Apparently, the BBC is now reporting that the death toll has risen to 13 killed and 35 injured. So please stay away from that area. If you're in Belgium, please be careful. Stay on lockdown. Stay where you're at. Don't leave your house. Get into a safe area within the house or the building that you're in. Don't travel. If you're out somewhere, I would suggest staying on lockdown wherever you're at, which is, of course, the emergency protocol for many and varied situations that could occur that might cause physical harm to anybody, whether it be a terrorist attack, whether it be an accident, whether it be a natural disaster. You should stay where you're at, stay on lockdown, and be safe. So, again, if you're in Brussels. If you're in Belgium, please stay safe. Please stay safe. Stay where you're at. Don't be traveling. Don't be moving around. Be very careful. Be safe. And we will, as I said, update everybody as the news comes in, as far as the information at hand. We've got some great journalists reporting from the scene who happen to be there. We have got some wonderfully responsible and clear-headed citizens reporting from the scene. So we thank those people who have had the fortitude and the presence of mind to report from the scene. And we urge everybody to stay safe, be careful, stay on lockdown, stay wherever you are. Don't be out there traveling. Just stay safe. Of course, if you're at the Melbeek metro station or if you're at the airport, you're going to be evacuated, and that's for your own safety. One more time before we let everybody go for now, it looks as if the death toll has risen to 13 people killed, of course, and 35 injured. We will keep everybody up to date and let anyone and everyone know of any emergent changing information. Thank you for listening in, and so sorry to have to report this type of news, but we want everybody to stay safe and informed. Thank you, and thanks for joining us. Be safe out there.